Thank you, Steve. All right, it's Wendy Snyder here. It's Bill Leff here, and we have a guy that we have known a very long time, a keyboardist extraordinaire. He's a pretty good singer, too. Scott May is in the studio with us.
Hello.
Hey, Scott. I was just trying to remember on my way in today. I think we've known each other for 30 years, haven't we?
At least that, you know.
Maybe more.
Maybe more, you know, since...
Since the funny firm?
Comedy world and... Right.
He was Scott was for years and years the in-house musical director at the Funny Firm, and you enhanced every show. There was never a show there that you didn't make better just from your music.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, it's I think back of how great it was to be with all the comedians, you know, and I learned so much about timing, about writing, about how to talk to people and how to it was really a practical education.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, and it really has enhanced my life and my career.
Oh, good.
All the years.
That's excellent.
And, of course, you were the in-house band for the Kevin Matthews show, too, a lot.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, the other night, I was on with Patty Vasquez.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fellow, there was another guest, and he was talking to the other fellow about how much he liked the Kevin Matthews show. And, you know, oh, there was a guy in there who used to do music. And I looked at him and I said, really?
What'd you think about him?
And he was, I says, you don't recognize my name, Scott Main, is one-armed orchestra. He went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I told him, I says, I wrote Earl's theme. It's me. You know, I still get asked about that to this day.
And, of course, you're playing with the Ides of March.
Ides of March, where, by the way, ding, 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 ring the bell. March 1st will be at the City Winery in town here, a very rare downtown appearance for the Ides of March, March 1st. But, yeah, I've been with the Ides of March now for 27 years.
Look at that.
That's amazing. Wendy and I have tried to get Jim Peterik on the show, but he's very shy. He doesn't like to do press.
No,
we've tried
no,
everything
never.
We can.
You know he's going to be on tomorrow now.
No, that's fine.
He's on his... Wait a minute.
Right.
That's him knocking on the window.
Exactly.
Out of
it.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you've been playing keyboards. Can I just ask you this? Because you really are so good. When did you first start playing the piano? How old were you? Did your mom make you take piano lessons?
No, actually, I never played the piano. I'm an organist.
Mm-hmm.
Organist by trade, and I started when I was six in 1961.
Now, why, if given the option, so many kids go the route of the piano, you chose the organ because why?
Well, back in those days, back in the late 50s and early 60s, a lot of people had organs in their houses. You know? I mean,
they did, and a lot of people didn't play organs.
Yeah.
I mean, did it come with the houses back then?
No. actually, I'm going to catch a lot of junk for this. I used to watch the Lawrence Welk show, and there was a fellow named Jerry Burke, old fat guy with a bald head, and he played a Hammond B3. And I used to like to, you know, when he would play, and I would take two pillows and put them on the side of the couch, and my mother would, and I would pretend that I was playing the organ. My mother would say, "What are you doing?" I says, "I'm playing the organ."
And that's so cute.
And so my mother went to the local music studio and said, "How, you know, what can we do?" And she says, "Well, just come on in and start lessons." And I started lessons when I was 6 years old. And I took lessons from the last of the great nightclub organists in Chicago. Her name was Dorothy Banyard. And she taught me the Great American Songbook.
That's invaluable. Good for you.
Yeah.
There was a time, Scott, we've discussed this on the show, that if you had a shopping center or a mall of any size, there was always either a Hammond or a Wurlitzer store in there, and always a little empty. Not a large push in those stores. Sometimes there'd be somebody strolling through, but just a salesman just kind of slowly playing a song.
I did that, and it was all cheese, too. And it's really why a lot of people have a bad... a bad image of the organ because they think it's so square.
Yeah.
And I've heard the organ called 500 pounds of pure chick repellent. Although the word chick wasn't used. It was another word used
in
imagination.
Yeah.
But 500 pounds of pure chick repellent Because it was so, but a lot of those salesmen were basically used car salesmen. They would press one key and they'd learn five songs. They'd learn Somewhere in My Love or Blue Spanish Eyes.
With the bossa nova thing going in the background.
And I mean, now you've got drum machines that sound like Gene Krupa. Look how dated that is, Gene Krupa. They sound like
it still holds up.
The guy from Rush.
Works.
We know who Gene Krupa is. You're all
right. But they play these cheesy.
Yeah.
I've worked for a while doing one of them, and they wanted me to do that, and I told them no.
Yeah.
I'll play in the window, but I'm going to play real stuff. You know. But that's, you know, kids would go and hang at the mall, and they'd see these old men in bad, you know, leisure suits.
Yeah.
Playing Somewhere My Love, and, you know, don't you want to do that? No!
Right. And there was always a sign in front of the organ store, the Wurlitzer store, that always said that they're having a sale.
Always having a sale, and always having, you know, lessons, five lessons. Buy an organ and get 10 free lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
bargain.
Those days, you know, the days of home organ are, you know, but that turned into... like the little Casio things that have rhythms on it.
Amazing.
But now they sound good, you know?
Oh, yeah, really good. Now, when you're taking lessons, because Wendy said earlier piano player, and you corrected and said organ player, the lessons are almost identical, right? Just slightly different because you have more buttons and knobs to move.
Yeah, the thing is that, I went through, the lessons that I went through were completely different than what normal people do because of the nature of my teacher and what she had me do. Which we had a thing called a fake book, which is like got all like the Great American Songbook.
Yeah.
You know, Gershwin and Jerome Kern and everything like that. And she would put that up and she taught me how to make an arrangement of Johnny on the Spot and play those songs just like that.
Yeah.
And what an incredible education that was, because the lyrics were printed on there too. So I got to learn. I got to read all those great lyrics by all the great Americans. And any songwriter, you talk to Peterick, talk to Dennis DeYoung, you talk to any great songwriter. That's the key. That's the Great American Songbook. When you go back to that, that's the Holy Grail.
Set up the future, didn't it? It kind of set up what was coming. Sure.
All right. Now Scott May is in the studio, and we're going to talk about what you've got going on at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. But I want to mention, you said an organ is a chick repeller, and used to be called that. But think of Us and Them by Pink Floyd, Green Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf, Hold Your Head Up, Argent, Green Onions, of course, Booker T and the MGs.
Hey, I'll tell you,
Deep Purple.
Well, I mean, you know what? The thing is that people don't, you'd be amazed, people don't equate like John Lord from Deep Purple. Yeah, he plays the organ, plays keyboards, but they don't equate that instrument with the same instrument that Aunt Edna used to play.
Tex and Edna's Organ Emporium.
Come on down.
Tex and Edna
Boyle. It's the same instrument. It's just done a little different.
Yeah.
You know, and you mentioned... Steve Cropper and Booker T and Green Onions. The Ides of March did a show with Steve Cropper about 2 years ago, and we did a bunch of Steve's songs. Steve wrote Green Onions, and since Doug Dunn died, he never played Green Onions again. And you know, so Peter calls Green Onions, and Cropper goes, "No, man, I don't play that song no more. Not since Duck died, I won't do it." And Peter goes, "Well, man," he goes, "Scotty was really looking forward to playing that with you." And he goes, "Really?" He looks at me and he goes, "Hit it, big man."
Oh, nice. Great.
And I started and he stopped and he goes, "A little faster." And so I got to play Green Onions in back of Steve Cropper, which is...
That's pretty kick.
Yeah, it's pretty kick.
It really is. Of course, Roundabout, Yes. God, all these songs.
There's
No Quarter, Led Zeppelin.
Well, I mean, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, that were built around the Hammond organ.
Yeah.
And you know, people say, "Oh, that it's coming back. It's not." No, it's never gone away.
Right.
I mean, it's all the great bands all have a Hammond organ, and people don't really know what it's called sometimes. But that's what it is.
Yeah. Scott May is here. We'll tell you about a big show that Scott's a part of at the Arcata Theater that's coming up next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I hate to talk over this.
You shouldn't talk over this. You should not. Scott May is here. He's asked us to not talk over this, but we have to.
It's an instrumental. We can't talk over it.
Yeah.
The whole rest of the show, all day.
Scott, one more quick. I have another quick organ memory for you. At our school, at St. Damien's School in Oak Forest, once a year we got a visit from the people at Hammond Organ, and they have a guy up on stage, and he'd play the organ, and he would remind kids that organs are the greatest thing in the world, and we should all have an organ. And if we wanted to buy one, we had a special discount that day only if we bought an organ. So,
what do you think I'm doing here? Come on.
They really, I see, that blows me away that they tried to make a sale. Here, bring this pamphlet home to your parents. Is that kind of what it is?
That's exactly what it was.
My very first job ever, when I was a freshman in high school, I was a demonstrator for the Wurlitzer Company. And they would take me and put me in a jewel store on the end cap, and they would have a bring out a spinet organ, and I'd sit there all day for $3.25 an hour. And I would play the organ.
Food-related songs, Scott, or just whatever you felt like?
But is that a fat joke?
No. You're in a jewel.
You're
in a grocery store.
And I'd sit
lollipop. Yep. Popcorn, of course.
That was way before popcorn was was written.
Wait, do that again.
Ooh, let's sample that.
No, please.
All right, Bill
please.
Doesn't need an instrument. He plays his cheeks.
Yeah. That's my musical gift to you, Scott.
Gershon Kingsley and the First Moog Quartet. That's who wrote that song.
Yeah, very good.
And then we'd sit there, and then I'd have a stack of flyers on top. I wouldn't have to sell anything. I'd just play and smile nice. And if somebody asked about it, I would hand them a piece of paper saying, "Oh, you can have your son or daughter take lessons. Here you go." And I'd go back to playing.
Sure.
Playing all the stuff that I played. And that
was
my
commission based, or was
by
the hour?
$3.25 an hour, just sitting there playing.
That's not bad.
$3.25, that was my very first job for Wurlitzer Organ.
And because of that, it led to this job at the Arcata Theater.
Well, actually, yeah, I have to say that this is going to be it's melancholy the reason for the show. We had an executive by the name of Greg Granowski, and Greg. He was a great guy, very well loved. He was a business genius. He was an executive vice president at Zenith and led the team that developed HDTV.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
bunch of things. And like I say, but he was a musician. He was a bass player in my side band, in my little one-armed orchestra. And he passed away last August, very suddenly, very unexpectedly. And he never wanted to. He says, "If I ever kick off, I don't want a service. I don't want to wake. Just have a party." Well, we've got, I work with Hammond Organ, and I'm in charge, what's called the artist liaison. I have 280 artists, that are Hammond artists. And they started calling, and they said, "Well, you're going to have anything for Greg?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking Greg Raleigh from Santana, John Oates, Dale Hall,
mm-hmm.
Billy Joel's guy.
Mm-hmm.
All these people started calling and saying, "Well, what are you going to, is there something going to happen?" And all these people said they would come to Chicago on their own dime and come here. Well, Ron Onesti, from the Arcata Theater, Ron knew Greg well. And I was looking for a place to have something. And Ron says, "Well, let's do it. Let's make it into a show.
Yeah.
Let's invite the public in. And so I thought I was going to have three or four artists.
Yeah.
Got 20.
Oh, that's tremendous. Good.
20.
Good job.
And not duffers either. We've got, Dr. Lonnie Smith. Lonnie Smith is the national, he's basically the greatest jazz organist in the world. National jazz scholar. I've got Mark Stein from the Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah.
We're going to do "You Keep Me Hanging On."
Oh, beautiful.
Robbie Robinson, who's been Frankie Valli's music director for 38 years,
mm-hmm.
with Christopher Callie Jones, a Chicagoan who played Frankie Valli on Jersey Boys. He's going to come in. We're going to do some Frankie Valli. You mentioned Green Eyed Lady. We're going to do a tribute to Jerry Corbetta, the lead singer and keyboard player of Sugarloaf, who passed last year. Very good friend of Robbie's. We're going to have five Hammond organs across the front of the stage doing Green Eyed Lady. We got Red Young, who was with Eric Burden and the Animals for 30 years. We're going to do a bunch of stuff by them. We've got Kevin McKendry and his son Yates, who were with Kevin's with Joe Bonamassa and Delbert McClinton,
this is star-studded.
Yeah, we've got Emiko. She's a great solo artist. We've got who am I forgetting?
All this will be in one show.
This is
in
one
night.
Show.
So that's
going to
be.
And then the gospel guys, Reverend Jimmy Smith out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Anthony Williams from the Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel Show.
Yeah.
They're going to give Greg a gospel homegoing. And and my song, my feature is going to be the Lee Michaels song, Do You Know What I Mean?
Woo! Yeah. Woo! That's a great song.
Five Hammond organs and drums. And as my our friend Stephen Eckler is going to play the Mighty Theater pipe organ at the Arcata.
Which that thing is just so cool to even just look at. Imagine it being played.
So five Hammond organs plus the theater pipe organ. We got Maureen Lacoste, who's a keyboard player for Uncle Cracker. We got Peter Gallinari, who played with Leslie West. We're going to do Theme for Imaginary Western. And I'm going to play guitar on that. It's going
to
be great.
It would almost be easier for you, Scott, to just mention the organist who will not be in
right.
attendance.
So this is one show.
Yeah.
This is Wednesday night, 7:30.
Tickets must be $10,000 each.
No, tickets, actually, and all the proceeds are going to go to the Gronowski family. We're going to raffle off. We're going to have Hammond Organs donating some equipment. We're going to raffle off a really cool Hammond organ, an amplifier, and some melodeons. I mean, we're talking big prizes here.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, you know, all that proceeds are going to go to the Gronowski family. Tickets are $25, $40, and $100. The $100 tickets is a VIP with the meet and greet, pre-show meet and greet and photo op and everything. And I know I've forgotten somebody, you know.
You'll remember it later. Call
Gary
us.
Swan from Etta James
oh,
Band.
Oh, Gary Swan. Oh, my God. Great Gary Swan. Gary Swan is so cool. He played with Etta James. He played with the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah. Did you try for Tex and Edna Boyle?
For who?
Tex and Edna Boyle from the Organ Emporium. Did you try for them?
No.
SCTV.
You didn't try for them?
You can go to oshows.com to see who you're forgetting.
Yeah, and to get tickets there. Showtime 7:30. It's going to be a great night. And we've got some great John Hammond, the great John Hammond quartet. Jim Alfredson and Justin Diller. Justin Diller is a Chicago musician who is a spectacular, spectacular player, very, very, very progressive. And I'm putting him in the same thing with Jim Alfredson just to see the sparks and all the energy between the two.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of great rhythm sections, a jazz rhythm section with a fellow named Sam Jewell, and Mike Aquino, who plays guitar with all of Peterick's stuff, jazz guitarist, Eddie Breckenfeld on drums, Kalyan Pathak from Tributosaurus on percussion. The Ides of March are going to be there.
Awesome.
Forgot about them.
We assumed they would be part of it. If you're putting this together, why wouldn't they? Sold. This sounds like a great idea, Scott.
Thank you.
For more information, they want to go where exactly?
Oshows.com, OSHOWS.com, the Arcata website, and just look for the Sound Soul Summit and get your tickets. It's going to be a great night. And if you like, everybody on the show is a spectacular player, and I'm the suckiest guy of the night. I'm the one who's not spectacular, but
everybody else is good.
Everybody else is great.
All right, that's excellent news.
And Hammond says, "Play with your organ." Right?
Always. Can't stress that enough.
Thank
Scott,
you,
great
Scott.
To see you. Thanks for coming
Thanks
by.
Thanks for having me. Peace.
A quick break, and then some news, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.